The obvious question, Bill, over here. Hello.
I'm looking right at you. What do you need, new glasses, Dale?
You got another pie by any chance? I wasn't here yesterday.
Say that again. Extra pie. Oh, for you. We'll find a way to get one.
All right. Speaking of pie, how did everybody look today after Thanksgiving Day? Everybody
good. Come back, I mean, you know, look, I think that this is a very big challenge for us on Sunday, but I do believe that these guys have practiced well. You know, I feel good about the way we're practicing right now. But again, you know, the key is putting it out there on the game field on Sunday.
Good to have Derek back. How's he feeling out there? His first day back out there.
Yeah, he was out there practicing and you know, finished the practice. Haven't really talked to him since the end of practice, but it looked okay to me.
On the Saints, they have a running game that people talk a lot about because of Drew Brees and all the weapons they have outside. But Mark Ingram and those guys, what do you think of those guys?
Yeah, well, I studied Mark coming out of Alabama when I was in New England. And, you know, very powerful guy, about 5'11", 220 pounds, tough to tackle. You're going to have to hit him square. Got good vision, catches the ball well out of the backfield. I mean, I think this guy is a really good player. And then, you know, don't sleep on C.J. Spiller. So Spiller comes in there. He's got great speed, and you know, so they've got some weapons in the backfield. Absolutely,
a guy who came out in the same class with J.J. Watt has some similarities with versatility. Cam Jordan, what does he bring against your opponent's offensive line?
Very athletic. He can play outside defensive end. He can play inside in the sub pass rush. He's definitely a guy that you have to know where he is on every single play. He's just a very athletic guy, quick. He's got good speed, good length, tough guy, so he's a big challenge for us.
Bringing Kareem Jackson back in the mix possibly this week, how will that alter how you play the slot position against a guy like 6'4", like a Marcus Colson?
Yeah, no, I'm not getting into that with you, Jason. Come on now. You've been around me a couple of years now. What do you think, I'm going to diagram how we're going to cover these guys?
Please.
You got a blackboard, Damien? I'll write it up for you. No, I think what is a challenge is the fact that we've got to do a good job as a coaching staff of putting these guys in good position to be able to make those types of plays, to be able to cover those guys and really use that with the pass rush. This is a very challenging offense. And, you know, with all due respect to every offense in the league, I mean, this is Coach Payton and Drew Brees, and big, big challenge for our football team to be ready to go on Sunday.
Last question for me. As far as you evaluate your players every week, but yourself, personal evaluation, seems like you've had a lot of growth in your second year as a head coach. How do you evaluate yourself this season and how you've changed from first taking the job last year?
Well, I think I leave that up to you guys. You know, I think all I try to do every single day is approach the day is to try to get better than the day before and to try to really do a great job for this football team and for this staff. You know, try to be a leader. Be somebody who listens but also sets the tone, and that's what I try to do. But other than that, I don't really get into all those evaluations.
Bill, you've obviously spent a lot of time around Tom Brady. You probably have spent almost no time around Drew Brees. But when you're looking at film of him and you see what Tom does, what are the similarities, the intangible similarities you see on film between the two, you know, guys that have done what they've done?
Yeah, definitely different types of players, you know. Just from a measurable standpoint, you know, one guy's a lot taller than the other guy. But I do think that where you see similarities with these great quarterbacks and is that they're very, very intelligent, and they're able to, you know, at a moment's notice, within 2 to 3 seconds of the ball being snapped, they're able to process what it is and then complete the pass or get their team into the right play. That's how these guys have been so productive for so many years. I mean, you're talking about 15 years now. That's – to me, like, that's unbelievable. Last night I thought was a pretty cool thing, you know, just looking at longevity of quarterbacks, you know, watching that Green Bay game and seeing that halftime with Brett Favre and just thinking about how long that guy played and then obviously Bart Starr coming out there to meet him. I mean, I just thought that was a cool thing. You know, anybody that loves football, loves quarterback play, and just the longevity of these guys, it takes more than just being able to go out there and, you know, just sling it around. I mean, you've got to be bright. You've got to understand how to take care of yourself and also be a leader for your team. So that's what Drew is.
Is the Saints offense so difficult to stop because they have so many options? There's not really a favorite receiver for Drew Brees?
That's part of it. I mean, no question about it. There's a lot of weapons. You know, obviously, it starts with the quarterback. I mean, he's just just a great player. And so then he's got these weapons around him, whether it's Cooks or, Watson or, the guys in the backfield, Ingram and Spiller. And then, you're talking about some of these other guys that go in there and make plays for him. I mean, there's a lot of weapons for him. I think their offensive line's playing well. So it's a big challenge for our team.